It's been controversial, there is no doubt about it, but the national broadband network is being rolled out and is approaching the halfway point. So the headline from the half-year results that are out today from NBN say on schedule, on budget, and approaching the halfway point. But there's another aspect of this. What's occurred is that Bill Morrow, the chief executive of NBN Co, has indicated that though losses have widened to $1.6 billion, all of this is expected. The revenue has increased from $164 million to $403 million as more households are being connected to the national broadband network. However, one issue is that Bill Morrow says that there needs to be more speed and also more businesses signing up in order for revenue goals long-term to be achieved. Let's go now to the boss of NBN Co, Bill Morrow, who's on the line. Many thanks for your time, Bill.
Yeah, Ross, anytime.
Okay, just explain, on budget, on schedule, but then tell me about this other aspect of it that you feel as though the rollout and the take-up needs to be picked up in the coming years.
Well, as you know, this started in 2009. We complete this in 2020. And then, of course, we still need to work through some profitability issues to get to a point to where the company is paying for itself. That's going to be around the 2022 timeframe. So there's a evolved business plan that when you look at it, our ARPU will grow from the $43 today up north of $50. And we need that with the 8 million customers that we expect to have by the year 2020 to make all of the economics work. Now, we're satisfied with where it is at $43. In fact, we're overjoyed with it. And we see elements that will drive that ARPU up even further to where everything is okay. It's just, in fact, the company needs to continue to grow.
Okay, so ARPU for people, average revenue per user, $43 is what the average person is paying right now. One aspect of this, and this is the thing that a lot of people can't wrap their heads around, you know, 2020 you're talking about is only 3 years away. The project completed by 2022, 5 years away. So in other words, what you're saying is that every person in the nation will be covered by some form of national broadband network or high-speed internet by the year 2022.
That's correct, Ross. So a third of the nation is done, wrapped up. You can order your NBN service today. By the middle of this year, half the nation will be complete. A year from then, three-quarters of the nation and everybody by 2020. And from that point, we continue to earn revenue, lower our cost, and therefore move into profitability, and that's the 2022 timeframe.
So if I've got the high-speed cable going by that I'm getting it from the Foxtel cable right now, am I likely to also have access to the NBN, or will my internet in the future still come through that cable?
If you have the Telstra pay TV cable in front of your home, then that is the technology that we're going to use for your service.
Okay, does that mean that I'll get faster speeds through that cable, through the NBN, or is it a situation where I'm going to get the same speeds that I get today?
Well, Ross, it all depends on what service you choose. We are going through on that existing network and spending billions of dollars to upgrade the electronics to reduce the number of homes that share that cable that goes in front of your house. That will give you the ability to go far greater than where your limits are today. But if you're using a 25 megabit service today and you choose through your retailer after NBN rolls through to stay at 25, then naturally it's going to be the same speed. But the big difference will be if you want 100 or if you want 250 or if you want a gigabit per second capability, we'll have it there for you.
Okay, just explain to people also the financial model for NBN Co. Quite clearly, you are a wholesaler. You are providing the NBN and the associated services right around the country. You then sell them to resellers, so Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, whomever it might be. They then sell it to the consumer or to the business. Where do you get that upkick in the average revenue per user from $43 to $50 into the future?
Two ways in which we're going to increase that revenue per user. The first is that the business segment, which we've not really tapped into yet, will provide a far larger average monthly revenue to us. And the second is that we still see consumers continuing to grow in their demand for data consumption. If you think about augmented reality and 8K television and artificial intelligence, all of these are going to be applications that where we're going to want more data coming down that pipe. And therefore, we can still see an uptick in the revenue based on what the retailers are going to pay us and based on the value that they're going to in turn provide to the consumer.
Okay, now tell me about Telstra, because it's saying that changes to the usage charge could push up prices for consumers who only use very small amounts of data who want a voice-only service. Is this going to be in conflict with the way in which resellers such as Telstra and even consumers are going to use the NBN in the future?
I think there is a big misunderstanding here, Ross. When you look at low-income and or voice-only users, we do not charge on a usage basis. We've carved out a special allocation that we give to the retailers for free to make sure that they never have to worry about an increasing cost because of the way in which our network is built or the pricing model is developed. So Telstra, for example, gets free data for voice-only or low-income services, so there should be no impact to them whatsoever by the pricing changes of today or what we do in the future.
And now tell me how the service that Telstra is offering, in fact, going out to business users, the arrangement with Telstra, Ericsson, Qualcomm Technologies and Netgear, this gigabyte LTE network, which suggests that it's got speeds 10 times faster than the national broadband network.
Well, they're talking about speeds near a gigabit per second. It's important for us all to realize we already have 1.5 million homes across the nation today that can also get gigabit per second capabilities through NBN. And there's a fundamental difference between a mobile network design and a fixed network design like NBN. We see 155 gigabytes of data downloaded per month per user. The average mobile network here in Australia is less than 2 gigabytes. So it's 75 times more data running through our network than a mobile network, and they just aren't designed and geared to be able to handle that, to where you might be able to tap in and have a speed that gets up to the 700 or 800 megabits per second as promised in that trial, but you would not be able to use it in the same way in which you're using NBN today.
Okay, and with NBN, if I wish to have that type of speed, if, say, for example, I'm a business user, I would quite clearly have to pay for that speed and have to pay for the bandwidth that I would be using that would come with that associated speed.
That's correct. It is a different price if you want a gigabit per second, much more than if you want only a 25 megabits per second, which is just classic in the market and what consumers expect.
You've also indicated that NBN hopes to be earning around $5 billion annually by the time the rollout is finished in 2020. With that sort of earnings from NBN Co., do you believe it will be in reasonable shape for its owner, the federal government, to be able to sell it off or privatize it in some way?
I do believe that is the case, Ross. We are going to earn a modest return for the taxpayer investment, and I do think in the future, should the government decide to sell, that the company will be in a good position to hopefully attract a good price to make sure that we, the taxpayers that have invested money into NBN, get a fair return on that investment.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's almost 20 questions on the NBN and how it works and how the service might change into the future. The promise is that it will be completed by 2022, and indeed that it will be past your house in some way, shape or form by 2020. Bill Morrow is the Chief Executive of NBN Co. And as always, Bill, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ross.